you and I always joke about we have too many tabs open at any given time, not only on our computer, but in our brains.
In our brains. Welcome to the Business and Pleasure of Flowers. We're your hosts, Fonda LaFever.
And Lori Wilson. And we believe that business and fun are a perfect combination. Kind of like us, Fonda.
Hey, Lori, how's it going today?
It's going. It's going better than it was last week.
Yeah, I know. Man. I know. We've had a week and kind of it's time to, I want to call this one reset after Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, so Valentine's week was crazy because it's Valentine's week. And then the week after, crazier because weather, Mother Nature, whatever you want to call it, just went nuts. So I just was wondering if even the flower shops have had a minute to breathe between the last couple of weeks. It's been a little crazy. So I like the word reset. I need to reset.
Well, I think that with the weather, people got to stay home a day or two.
Yes.
So there was a little bit of time, although it can be frustrating. Like at your house, you had a few problems,
didn't you? Because of the weather? We had water problems. We had electricity. We didn't even have it as bad as a lot of shops. One of our Flower Click members cracked me up the other day. She posted an Instagram live and she had a microphone, like a karaoke machine.
Okay.
She was sitting on her couch and it was Abby of Blakemore's, who is one of our favorite people on the planet. But she was like, if you think I am getting off of this couch today, you're thinking wrong, because I am home. My shop is closed. It is gross outside. I'm not getting up. And it was so cute. It was like, oh, I feel you. That's how I felt too the few days prior. But oh, she made me giggle because I'm thinking, well, she's like, I'm going to take advantage of it. I'm keeping pajamas on all day. I'm staying home with my little girl and having a ball. So
love that.
Yeah, it made me laugh. And she's in what, Virginia area. They had to close early on Valentine's weekend. But
yeah,
she said it was good because the number one thing is you got to keep your employees safe. You got to keep your drivers safe.
Yes, you do. Yeah, that's the number one thing is the safety of everybody. Mm-hmm. So I do know that a lot of people did stay home, right?
Yeah. And a lot of people did close early. But I will tell you, the ones that I've talked to, like, you know what? It's okay. It's the first time in 20 years that I've been home on Valentine's evening. Like, it's crazy. So it was good.
Not that it was welcome, but maybe somewhat welcome.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? You can, again, glass half full, glass half empty. It depends on how you look at it. And I think most people, what choice do we have? We need to look at it as it's okay. You know, like you said, maybe it's time to reset. Maybe this gives us a minute. Flower shops don't typically get to do a reset in January like other companies do or other types of businesses do, right?
Right.
Because they're going full force out of Christmas straight into getting ready for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. We've made it a point that we're going to talk about what's trending in the industry. And I think that was last week was Valentine's fatigue because of the weather and everything. Now it's reset. I think it's reset the end of February. And when I say reset, I'm thinking even as a designer, I want to reset and not do just production arrangements. I want to go, oh, here's some beautiful flowers. I want to make something really fun and beautiful. Take the time to do that. As an employee who's in the front room in sales, I want to go and make some beautiful displays, take down all those hearts and everything that's kind of looking tired and reset my display.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is kind of resetting your mindset.
Yeah, right. Resetting our mind. You know, I'm a huge advocate for the staff meeting. You know how I love a good group meeting, but I do think it would be beneficial to bring your staff in, not only to say, good job, guys, we did it, you know, our biggest day of the year. But to kind of reset with everyone and listen as a business owner, listen to each one of them. What's a new goal you have, or what's something new you'd like to learn? And really be mindful and write all of them down so that you can maybe check in with them.
One thing that I learned from Dan Fisher from Fitz Designs, after every holiday, we would go, what did we do right? And what could we have done better?
Yeah.
And what can we do moving ahead? And those are three questions I think are really good to ask after a Valentine's Day. What did we do right? Don't over critique yourself.
Right.
What are the really wins we had this holiday? And then just take a minute and say, okay, we could have done this a little bit better because we're going to learn from that next time. And then, you know, moving forward, what are we going to do?
Yeah, I used to do that when I was a youth group leader. We would be, you know, spend months planning a retreat for high school students. And the minute it was over, another friend of mine who was there too, we would meet like the following Monday for coffee, and just both of us have spiral notebooks and just write down the good and the bad and the ugly is what we call it, you know, and then just so we could go back next year and look, oh no, we tried that. It didn't work. Trust us. And you just get better and better and better. And I think that's what good business owners do too.
They do. Yeah, they do. But it's nice to include your employees. You might have somebody new this year that wasn't there and hadn't experienced that. And to get their input, I think is so important.
Right. So I was reading, you know, as I do a lot, and I was reading about the concept of, you were talking about resetting your mind, and it's resetting your brain. And one of the exercises they talked about was doing a mind dump. Have you ever heard of a mind
dump? I have heard of a mind
dump. Okay, so it sounds a little strange, but I was reading through it and I'm like, gosh, that is true, because you and I always joke about we have too many tabs open at any given time, not only on our computer, but in our brains.
In our brain.
Way too many. And so many, I'm not even sure why I had some open. And I'm like, but do I close them or do I keep them open? This is how my this is how I feel inside my head. And so I save them, but that doesn't help me because it just gets you more and more confused. So it's just a lot of noise, a lot of tabs open, too many notifications, all of these things. So to reset your brain, what they say to do is set a timer for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever works for you. Set a timer, get a blank piece of paper or a blank computer screen, whatever is your go-to when you're typing out things. For me, you know, me, it's my pen and paper. It's not necessarily a blank Google Doc. Set the timer and start writing everything that's in your head. Put down on paper. You can do this in different ways. You can do bullet points, which I could see that'd be something you might like. It's a little more organized. For me, I just write. I don't even worry about grammar. I don't worry about commas. And you just write and write and write everything that pops in your head. And then when your timer goes off, if you need more time, of course, you're in control of it. You can do it. But it's almost like you write until you're exhausted. You've exhausted everything in your brain. You can't think of anything else. Then you go back and you start looking through it and you look at, okay, what here can I like check off really quick? What's going to just take, like if it's, oh yeah, and I have to unload the dishwasher. Maybe if that's on my thing, I can do that. Takes me 5 minutes. Go do that. Check it off and start prioritizing, not necessarily like what's most important, but what takes less time. What are things you can easily delete from this list?
And sometimes it's not a list. Sometimes it's like something I want to do later, right? So what I was looking at too, and I know that a lot of people do this, and I've started to do it, is I have a notebook with little tabs. And one of them is like, this are projects to do later. This is something I need to do now. And so as my mind is dumping these things, then I put it in the right place. It's like, this is something I really want to do later for development. So it's in this spot. Something that I need to do in the next 24 to 48 hours, that's in a different place. Like you said, I can do the dishwasher. I can send this email. And then it's out of your mind and it clears your mind. Isn't that the whole idea?
Yes. They really said you can even divide it up between actionable items and non-actionable items, meaning more of our feelings. Like, I want to be more in tune with, I'm just making this up, in tune with my husband's feelings. Not that I don't want to, but I'm just thinking of that. That's something I would put over here as, I'll deal with that later. But an actionable, something tangible I can actually do, like go back to unload the dishwasher or create a proposal about a new product for FlowerClick. I want to pitch to Vonda. That's an actionable item. Maybe something I'm not going to do today, but like you said, in a different tab. So if you start with just actionable, non-actionable, and then you start going with what only takes 2 minutes, what's something that's time sensitive, like, I don't know, if you needed to fill out a schedule, your employee schedules, what's tied to a specific date. We're going to launch prep school. We have a specific date. We need to get, you know, all of our ducks in a row to start doing those kind of. So I really liked it. It helped me kind of figure out how you can safely start closing those tabs.
And this is the time to do it because our minds or our tabs have all been open during the month of January. Well, really, since Thanksgiving, it's been like one thing after another after another. Now we've gotten through Valentine's Day. Mother's Day is a ways away. So we can start to close those tabs and kind of do a mind, what are you calling this? Resetting.
A mind dump.
So you're going to do your mind dump and then get ready for the next thing.
I agree.
So I'm going to go back a minute to what you just said about our launch of sales prep school.
Which is a specific date.
We do have a specific date, and that would be on March 16th.
Ooh, okay.
Which is a great day. March 16th is going to be a great day to launch Flower Prep School. It's a day before St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. It was also a day you were probably in a little bit of pain, maybe.
Yes, I was having a child. Miss Ellie was born on the 16th of March. A lot of great things happening on March 16th. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in the weeks to come. Some of the actionable things to happen on there.
Yep. We've been filming all of it. We've finished, we've been working this week too. With as long as I have power, we've been working on more tutorials for that. You know what, though, going back to this brain dump, that part of our brain has been in our brains for over a year, right?
Yes,
creating it has. This, and it's going to free up a lot of space.
That's a really good point, Lori, because it has been taking up a lot of our brain space.
It really has. As far as which way we were going to go, was it going to be more leader, you know, for owners, or was it going to be for employees? What were the dynamics? We had a lot of different ways, tabs in just that one topic.
We did. And trying to narrow it to what we believe, especially from the feedback of all of our members and all the experience we've had in the past, that this is really the right direction to go. So some tabs got closed, other tabs got open.
I think it's interesting too. And I think it took, you know, you, Ellie, and I, our whole team, but really you, Ellie, and I have such different brains. All great, but we think so differently. It's so interesting to see all of the fruit of all of the labor and everything we put in. And it didn't start out what we thought a year ago and what it's become. I'm like, man, that is amazing.
It really is. So how that transpired. Yeah.
I'm very excited. I wanted to talk also, I think the word reset is really good, but I also want to challenge people when you reset and you start going through everything, reset doesn't mean that you have to always find a new and better way.
No.
Sometimes the good thing is you're going to look and evaluate, you know, like the youth group retreat I talk about coming back that Monday. I'm going to go, God, we did it right. I don't know that I'd change anything. It worked.
Exactly. Because you think about, and when I pulled this up, as far as reset being a verb, it's like resetting a broken bone. It can't get any better. You just got to get it put back together.
Right. And it takes time, right?
And it takes time. And that's what we have to do is we have to reset and give ourselves time to get to another level, whatever that level will be, or back to where you were 6 months ago, or whatever your goal is. Resetting and taking a mental inventory, you know, on your priorities and everything that you're doing in the shop.
Yeah, I agree. You know, there was a study that I read about. You know, my daughter is in the health science field, so she reads a lot of medical journals, and sometimes she sends me things that I think are interesting. So trust me, this has to do with mindset and whatever mindset. So there was a study in the New England Journal of Medicine. It was back in 2004, and there were 9 hospitals in the state of Michigan that implemented a new procedure in their intensive care units, their ICU. Mm-hmm. And almost overnight, like usually when you implement something, you know, you give it a couple of months, almost overnight, the healthcare professionals that were monitoring this new system were absolutely stunned at the success of it. Yes. And have I told you about this?
No. Okay. It sounds fascinating.
So I pulled it up here because I, of course, thought of flower shops. And I was actually thinking of our prep school, our design prep school, and our sales prep school, because we talk a lot about steps, like step one, step two, or tips, and, you know, things that you want to remember, processes, process procedures. You talk about with flowers, when you get them and you have to process, there's so many certain steps. So what they implemented was, it was a checklist strategy that was implemented, and it was named the Keystone ICU Project. It was led by a physician named Peter Pronovost, and it was later popularized and repeated by a lot of other people. So here's the bottom line. On a sheet of paper, they plotted out steps to take in order to avoid infections when putting a line in, a central line, installing a central line in a patient.
Okay.
They plot out steps to take in order to avoid infections when they are putting in a line. Doctors are supposed to, 1, wash hands with soap. 2, clean the patient's skin with some type of antiseptic. 3, put sterile drapes over entire patient. 4, wear a sterile mask, hat, gown, and gloves. And 5, put a sterile dressing over the catheter site once the line is in. All they did, they had these lists printed out. And so every time the doctor or the nurse came in to do the procedure, they had to check off every, like physically check as they did it.
That's, right.
This is the only thing they implemented, right? Sounds kind of like a no-brainer. Like,
yeah, it does, right?
These doctors should already know to do that. They've been taught this for years. Here's the thing. It seems silly to a lot of people, to a lot of the doctors, but they did it anyway. They asked the nurses in the ICU to observe the doctors for a month as they put lines into patients and record how often they completed each step. So half of them, they had the nurses record it.
Mm-hmm.
The other half, they had the doctors have to do the step by step. So the 5-step checklist was a simple solution that Michigan hospitals used that saved an additional 1,500 lives.
Wow.
So think about that for a sec. So think about that. There were no technological innovations. There was no new machine that they pulled in. There was no consultant that they hired to come in and monitor and try to simplify. They just incorporated a checklist reminder of what they already knew they were to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Isn't that crazy? So the whole thing is we have a tendency to overvalue newness. Like, oh, it's time to revamp this system. Let's just, but sometimes you're not even doing the old system correctly.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you're forgetting steps.
Interesting that what just popped into my mind, literally popped into my mind, is as a pilot, I would do that. I used to fly a small, single craft engine, and you would have a checklist that you truly had to go over before you would take off. And it was just like that. It was five steps. But they find that any accident, there's a problem because they didn't do one of those things in a checklist.
That's
all about the checklist. It's like, you know, did you check this? Did you do your run-up? Did you do that? And it's so simple, but you're talking, well, both of them are life and death.
Literal life. Yeah. So they said, here's the problem with our world or, you know, a lot of things. Saying, well, everybody already knows that is very different than everybody already does that. So your pilot thing, every pilot, I'm assuming in their training is taught these five steps, right? You do them, you know, you do them. So they know them, but I guarantee you, the more you kind of start skipping, going, oh, I don't need to do that anymore. And I can see doing that in processing flowers. I can see wanting to do that when it's the end of the day and the phone is ringing again and we're closing in 2 minutes and somebody wants to order flowers and maybe I'm not going to go through these steps. I can see easily doing that, even though I know it, not wanting to do it. So,
you're so
putting something as simple as step one. Did you ask if they've ordered before? You know, step two, all of these little things, just reminders.
Yeah. Even a checklist on processing flowers. Yeah, I mean, simple as that, because you take a shortcut and they're not going to last as long and the end consumer has not an exciting product.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I like they ended this article and the bottom line was, it was called, you know, using what you already have, like make use of what you already have. And it says progress often hides behind boring solutions and underused insights. You don't need more information. Sometimes you don't need a better strategy. You just need to do more of what already works.
Love that, especially for reset, right?
I know it. Isn't that crazy that when you brought up the word reset, I'm like, oh my gosh, I was just reading that. And no matter what type of industry you're in, medical or retail or even teaching school, like whatever you are, this article makes sense. It's just remembering the steps that you were taught. Do them. Every one of them are there for a reason.
They certainly are. But I love to go back when I talk about reset, and we're discussing that as you saying, just like a computer, everything works better when it's reset. Unplug it, plug it back
in. Unplug it and plug it back in. We humans have to unplug and plug ourselves back in for a while. And that's what I loved about Abby with our microphone sitting on the couch. I'm like, the sister is unplugging today. And she has every right. And she is happy. And I was just so happy for her.
Yeah. So go back to doing what you love and make a difference in people's lives with flowers and your attitude.
Exactly. You got it. So speaking of, what is inspiring you, Miss Vonda, this week?
It's the sun today. It's been so rainy, which, you know, we all need rain.
Yes.
But the sun today was absolutely gorgeous. And I'm actually looking at a sunset, which is fabulous. And sunsets really do inspire me.
Yeah. No, I know they do. You've sent many a picture. And it makes me smile because they never get old, right?
They don't.
They never get old.
And what about you, Lori?
Well, I honestly, what is inspiring me right now, and you know this earlier, my husband said, you got a package in the mail. And I'm like, Amazon? And I'm thinking, I didn't order anything. Anyway, my sweet friend from fourth grade, who we're still friends sent me a little, just a little package of fun, cute little things and just sweet little note. And she made me this little lavender, one of those little beanie bags that you put on your eyes to kind of cool your eyes. My whole room smells like lavender right now.
Oh my God.
I don't know. It was just sweet. I just love my little Denise, and I'll never forget. I met her. She was walking in. She came in to the YMCA. I was in basketball practice. She walked in and they introduced her and said she was a sweet little girl from Norway. Her parents had been relocated. They lived over there and she moved over, and we ended up being in the same sorority. We still talk it's just one of those people in my life. So that's inspiring me. It's reminding me it's the little things that we do for one another.
It is.
That truly, truly are heartfelt. So that's all I got today, V.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed spending time with us because we enjoy spending time with you. If you did, make sure you hit that subscribe button or add the Business and Pleasure of Flowers to your Google morning routine or your flash briefing on Alexa. We look forward to seeing you next week.
So please come back and join us and discover how a bit of knowledge and one small change in your mindset can take you to new levels in your life and business.